This is my song. This is my jam.
It's the Mead Wigs up, yeah.
This is my song. This is my jam.
Hey, what's happening? It's your host Tinto, and welcome to this week's midweek drop. I know I was meant to drop this last week, Wednesday, but hey, life got in the way and it just couldn't happen. But hey, here we are. If you want to be a part of this journey, I recommend that you go over to episode 169 if you haven't listened before, because that's where you'll get the context for this midweek drop. If you listen to the podcast on Spotify, you have the benefit of engaging with me and the team directly, because we can have Q&A sessions. We ask a question that you can respond to within the app. Unfortunately, Apple and all the other podcasting platforms don't do the same. But on this particular one, I asked the question based on episode 169, where my guest said she basically had bad sex during her marriage and she was on a journey of discovery. I then asked the question, if you've ever had bad sex, how did you navigate those waters? And I want to share the responses I got on Spotify, and also share an extract of a recording that I did with the Midweek Drop team that was blessed to have a feeler within the house on that day. So if you're a feeler and sometimes you want to engage in some of our Midweek Drops and you want to talk with us and share your opinions, I'll be more than happy to host you. So just hit me up in the DM, and if you're nearby, we'll get you to come over to the studio and share the experience with us. So on this, you will hear Nino Brown, you'll hear Marlo, and then you'll hear the feeler who we call Vala Mugulis. And that will be the name for any feeler that joins us. Reason being, Vala Mugulis, when we watched Game of Thrones, was basically associated with the girl or boy without a name. Yeah, it's a Game of Thrones thing. So let's go straight to the Q&A. The question was, if you've ever had bad sex, how did you navigate those waters? And here we go. I would ask what he likes and show me. If he doesn't, then I can't force him and I'll walk. Wow, that simple? Hey, response number two, pretended that I enjoyed. Hey man, I don't know how I feel about people pretending about enjoying sex. Hey. I guess as long as the other person doesn't know, yeah, it's all good, right? Next up, showed him what I like and now he does way too much. Well, that's your problem there, sis. What's happening there? Next response, we just released the person back to the universe, just like we release fish back into the water. If it's a regular, we talk about it, ask questions, find out the root cause, and then we move past it. Oh, feels like there's some collaboration there, you know, trying to fix things. Next response, we lie, saying sex is always okay in relationships. We evolve and find new tickle spots, old moves become monotonous. So sometimes, you know, it's not. And the best way to navigate is to tell your partner that stuff ain't moving right. I quite like that, you know, because it's if you know what makes you tick, I don't think there's anything wrong in telling your partner that this makes me tick and asking them to do just the same and hope that they're okay with it. If they're not okay with it, hopefully they can share with you why that's not okay and you guys can try and move along nicely. Next up, somebody says, yes, lol, I didn't navigate it, but I'm no longer there. Ooh, didn't give him a chance, eh? Next up, discussions are not hard to have. Soon after the deed, two must have a debrief. Interesting about this concept of debriefs, because I know a number of people, myself included, who when they do the deed, you know, don't really want to do a debrief unless it's absolutely necessary because something went catastrophically wrong. If not, I think somewhere in between the lines, you kind of know whether you've done something good or you haven't. In fact, I've changed my mind about this. You're right. You must have a debrief because that's the point of the question, right? That if it was rubbish sex, do you have this conversation or you don't? So yes, thanks for sharing that response. I like that. Next up, somebody says, depends on the person, but important to explore together so we communicate what is liked and what is not liked. 100%. Next response, I told him I couldn't be in a relationship with him anymore as I would eventually cheat on him. Oh my days. Respect to you for being truthful, eh? Next up, I reinforced the things that I did like. I brought up the conversation of sex somehow. For example, asking about their wants and needs and then spoke about my own. It's always best to communicate. 100%. And then last but not least, you always have to be open with your partner for better or for worse. Usually, as we get older, we grow into it. Because for myself, I'm an example. I was laying mediocre pipe as a young pup until I was about 23. How did you know it's got better, brother? I would love to know that. But yeah, if you use Spotify, please, whenever we have a Q&A session, it'd be great to engage because we'll use some of these responses for the midweek drop. And here's an extract of a conversation that we had, which really came about because of this thing about sex and orgasms. My guest in the previous episode said that she never had a single orgasm during her marriage. And we just wanted to get a sense of whether people fake orgasms, both men and women. And then also touch a little bit on the effects of that. One of the responses that I read just now was somebody was honest enough to say, well, if we don't do this right, then I'm possibly going to cheat. So the conversation not only talks, well, the conversation you're about to hear not only goes into the whole faking orgasms, et cetera, by both men and women, but it also then goes into situations where you end up finding yourself being the other person, whether it's the other dude or the other chick, because sex just wasn't done right. Hope you guys enjoy this. As a woman, can you tell when a guy is faking something?
This is a discussion.
Do you believe guys can fake that sort of stuff, orgasms and enjoyment?
I guess
and all
a guy
that
can't really fake because there's evidence, isn't it? Yeah, so that's the evidence for the guys, isn't it?
I am now 45.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I've been doing this thing since I was 16, brother.
This is way stats.
Since I was 16. Can I tell?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I can tell.
Mm. When a woman's orgasm was at an orgasm. 100%. My nigga.
Yo. I can tell.
Okay. Mm. How do you know they've had one?
You know what? From my own personal experience, the lips get softer. And I'm not talking about the lips down below.
What? The actual lips?
Lips get soft. The movements. Listen.
Hey, man. My friend. Listen. Don't do this to me online.
Do you know? Have you ever had someone like in that moment lose control?
My guy.
As in they start like jerking.
My guy.
Jerk. You know what? Jerk when you're like, yeah, this is real. Not just telling you I'm coming. I'm like, They start jerking, like proper jerking.
Do you know what that what you're saying to me proves? We've made it. As women. Ladies out there, represent. Don't play.
Oh my God.
To this point, to the moment where my niggas describing it like this.
No, listen. Mm. Have you ever been in it and you feel the contractions? Yo.
You, my guy. You know, I wish I could sign you guys up for women book clubs where all of this is discussed. Mm. All of the, some
how
of this.
To do it.
Oh, come on.
You can't fake that.
How do you tell the owner of the car how to drive the car?
See, for me, the thing is, you know, this whole thing about the whole jerking is the animation I'm trying to avoid. Because for me, I think that's the animated part. All these convulsions and the knees and the thighs and doing in my head, I'm like, yo, man, what the hell are you doing? Because in my experience, what I think is potentially a measure of a good time and an experience happening is the depth of the breathe in and the breathe out that you hear. You know, there's that moment where if you enter nicely, all you hear is, sorry for being graphic, right? I don't know. I just feel like there's something right happening. Versus you enter and you hear someone going,
I honestly support what she said, that all of that is taught. And all of that is possible to fake. The breathing can be faked. The breathing can be...
You're about
be,
to ruin my adult life, my guy.
End it all on one episode, guy. I love your visit.
Not that I have
experienced it.
All that experience. Or the 30 plus years that my colleague mentioned.
My colleague. Yes, sir.
But from what all of you are describing, all of that can be... It's like making a sound on the microphone.
You guys, do you know? It's like, you know.
Tell us what it's like.
You know, these discussions I held, right? I knew it. Mm. I mean, I was told, okay, all you need to do is A, B, C, D. If you're tired in between and you're tired and you want to shut off the whole thing, you just do a sound and you do the and you announce it and then you go, you do it, and you, okay, hey, ladies, I'm so sorry for exposing us. But okay, some of us maybe. So you do it, you end it, and then he goes, yeah, it was good, isn't it? And you're like, what? I'm tired, you know? And a girl, it doesn't mean, I think it's something else to remember. Just because she didn't come did not mean she didn't enjoy herself.
Yeah.
I think this is what we need to also establish. People think by the end result meant that. So they can do all these other things and enjoy whatever. Even if they don't, that's okay and that's fine. However, the day she does, or the day you allow other things and allow her to explore herself, whether it's with toys or watching whatever, and then she actually does and you do it together, try doing it together live. You will see the difference between the fake and the real.
Can I comment and say it might also be part of an unwritten law in the social contract that you mentioned from get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on this one. So in this contract where she's literally there to scratch an itch, she's there for the enjoyment.
Mm.
She's not there to be faking. She doesn't have to.
Yeah. Mm.
She doesn't have to fake anything.
Mm.
She's there to be pleased.
Yeah.
So once she gets pleased, she's happy.
Mm.
And because she's happy, she's outright telling us that this is my situationship.
Mm.
This is where I am. And it's part of the contract. So maybe part of a marriage contract is fake it.
Wow. So I'm fulfilling my requirements of the contract.
Exactly.
I'm meeting the clauses of the contract.
Part of the marriage contract is fake it. Because the man has to feel like he's a man. If you make him feel that he's not doing anything in bed, then the result of that will not be good.
We've got a real challenge as men, though. But before we go there, we've spoken about the ability of men to recognize when they're orgasming, etc., etc. Marlo, can you tell when a guy has had an orgasm?
Yeah, I guess. I have a feeling this is turning around on me now. I feel like before the beginning, you can tell when he's hard, he's on. It's the same way you can tell when it flops. When he flops, you know his mind is not there.
Mm.
Something has changed. Something has gone off. If he's had an orgasm, it's either of the color, whatever comes out, and it flops. And... it flops and he's done, basically. So that's my way of telling to say.
Do you know
ish,
that men
don't kill
can
me.
Fake that too?
I was about to say two can play the game.
Yeah.
Do you know that we can fake? So you're telling me a man can fake.
Two can play the game.
100%.
And you get the whole color and the flopping.
Like 100%. You said that.
Look at the way. Nino Brown's looking at me like, this is marvelous.
Yo.
Back at you.
Listen. Marlo.
Mm.
When I was saying to you, you can tell if a woman has come, you were like, yeah, we get taught how to do that shit. Fuck you. We can fake that shit too.
What?
We can fake that shit too.
Mm. No way.
100%.
No way. Your guys, there's an evidence. It's hard. It's floppy. There's nothing in between.
If a guy's comes out like it's just dripping, like drip, 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 like Chris Rock said. He's come, but he didn't come. But if it shoots out, you know he came proper.
Guys, now you make me think about my experiences of drip.
that's one way of looking at it. But honestly, hand on heart, do you know it is possible for men to have an orgasm without an ejaculation? I'll say that again. It's possible for a man to have an orgasm without you seeing anything shoot out. They call that a reverse ejaculation.
So it goes back inside.
For some people, it's a medical condition where it occurs, but it occurs without exposing itself. So some of that floppiness that you see and you just described, you said, oh, this guy's mind is not there. He has possibly ejaculated already.
But where is it?
Inside. It's internal. It's called a reverse ejaculation.
Yeah.
That's number one.
That's
so
hectic.
All the while you said, they think to yourself, this guy, man, I don't think he's enjoying me. Something is wrong with me and blah, 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 blah.
I have to work harder.
And if he's telling you, hey, do you know what? I enjoyed it. That was good. Believe the man.
It's not necessarily you have to work harder. Improve on that contract.
Improve on the contract. And then secondly, it is also possible to ejaculate without an orgasm.
I know. So what do you ejaculate?
I don't know how many people listening to this have had the opportunity to masturbate in their lives, whether you're male or female. Whichever way, Nino, you're shaking your head.
I mean, this episode is taking a turn, man. Brother. I didn't know this.
So where I was going with this, right? Yeah. I put myself on the cross here.
Say it.
There were times when I was feeling a type of way, and either I wasn't in a situation that would allow me to do that with a human or not. So, you know, I would have reverted to doing things, with, you know, by myself. An armed struggle, yeah?
Drop is awesome,
and,
guys.
And, you know, there's moments when I have done it, and as soon as it happens, I'm like, "What the? Like,
why?
I didn't need to do this. You know, like this wasn't necessary. Because one, it was neither powerful, like, you know, described. There was no like firework ejaculation or stuff." Maybe just oozes out as if somebody's crying and they're sad and they run out of tears. Right? When that happens, you've ejaculated without the orgasm.
Okay.
So you guys always seeing whatever's come out, I'm sorry to say, it's not always a guarantee that you've done a good job and had a good time. Sometimes also get tired or are bored and we're like, hey.
You're bored.
How we can get bored?
For me, there are actually some positions where I'm like, nah.
Sure, even
anyway,
me,
bruh. What are we eating tomorrow?
You
I thought that was a female thing only.
Guys, but you know, that's the problem. You know, there's moments during the act that I've looked at a pair of slippers and I was like, oh, I wonder if that was made in Sri Lanka or in China.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the position is just not doing it for me.
Wow.
It just isn't.
Wow.
Unfortunately, if it goes on for long enough in a spot that you don't like, that's when you start saying, oh, yeah, it goes floppy and blah, 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 blah. Because, hey, man.
It's done.
So now you have a floppy piece of flesh and then the woman on the other room is sitting and wondering what has happened. And then you don't have these discussions, which is what I asked on Spotify to say, if it ain't moving right, do you have the discussion or you don't have the discussion? If you don't have the discussion, you run the risk of either becoming a side dude or a side chick, because someone in the comments on Spotify did say, hey man, I had to tell the guy that if this is not fixed, I'm going to end up stepping out. And some people don't give you the courtesy of that. And you could end up being a side nigga with or without knowing this. This is not unusual, right? I've been a side nigga without knowing I'm a side nigga.
Welcome to the Philly Station, everybody. Our guest is Tinto.
Right? Homie, I had no clue. I was a side nigga.
What?
For 24 bloody months.
Tinto, that's too long.
Absolutely clueless. I was a side nigga.
24?
Yeah. And then found out by pure accident. Pure accident. Because a pair of glasses was left in a car that I'd lent her to use. That's how I found out.
Wow.
Oh,
if it wasn't
my
for that,
goodness.
I would have not known I was a sad thing. So I lived 24 months of my life.
Not knowing.
Thinking I'm the main thing here.
Oh. But you know what?
And that was not nice. Have you ever been a sad nigga? Have you ever been a sad nigga?
Let's drop that one.
We're doing this today.
Have you been a sad nigga, my G?
So, since there are no names and it's all honesty, I have been. And I knew. I knew. So, just backstory. backstory to it. So, this girl... We were seeing each other. I think it goes back to what you were saying when we were outside. We're accountability.
Yeah.
And for this particular one, we hadn't formalized anything.
Mm.
So I thought or assumed that I was the only one, whereas I wasn't.
Oh.
And then December comes. She's on holiday. I'm on holiday. January comes. I just see messages from people that she got married.
Ah.
Hey, man.
Ah.
Yeah. It happens to guys too.
Ah. A whole wedding.
No, traditional wedding.
Yeah, still though.
Yeah. So it was it was quite a bit. And she was pregnant.
And
then, was light.
No, it wasn't mine. We were not sexual at that point.
So how were you sad, nigga?
It makes it worse. No, wait. After the kid was born, then I came back into the picture.
Bro. Okay, guys, this is not funny. This isn't funny. It's just surprising. You left, then you came back.
Uh-huh.
I left. I was touched.
I was about to say, the first time.
Yeah.
Did you feel any sting?
Nah, I was touched about it because I didn't know that was going on. And I thought I was the only one because of the attention as well.
So you got everything. During the first time, you got everything. You didn't suspect that would be...
Yeah, no, I didn't suspect. Wait, is this one about me or is it about...
No, this is a mixture right now. We're holding the feelings. I mean, you and Tinto have just dropped some bombshell like stuff. This is
it is about sharing experiences anyway.
Mm.
So I think the kid was two years old at this point. And then that's when we started getting it on. It was more of I was getting... My itch crashed.
So, for me,
let's not talk about principles.
That's what he said at the beginning. The guy said principles and laws are all scientific, nothing emotional.
No. Let's not talk about principles, but I was just getting my itch scratched and... Yeah, the good thing about it for me was there was no money involved on my end. There was nothing involved for her. It was purely sexual. So our relationship was just sexual.
Wow.
So where was the guy?
I have no idea.
But you just knew that you were the other guy.
I knew.
So what kept you there?
Itch.
Bro, you could have got the itch elsewhere, to be fair.
This one was a low risk.
This guy, you need to stop making us laugh.
Low risk, high reward.
What needed low risk, though?
Low risk as in, I don't have to cash out anything. I don't have to pay anything for anything.
You were not being asked for anything. No emotional.
Anything. It was good night at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.? At 6 p.m.? Yo.
Yeah.
Did you feel... So, let's just bring this back and let's make it really hit home because this is the flip side of what we've just heard, right?
Let me answer your question that you haven't asked.
Yeah.
Yes. I had feelings. And I then sought to equalize the playing field.
How?
By also getting my own girlfriend. But in doing that, I think I sort of then phased out of that and got into my own life.
Was she touched about the new girlfriend?
Definitely.
Of course. See, this is what I'm saying. Social contracts, there's always feelings involved.
I was really scratching the itch.
The itch.
Yeah, she was this lady really enjoying it.
Did you tell her she found out that you
know? No, I did tell her. And I would be honest about it, that I have found someone. This is what we're doing.
Well, kudos to you for the honesty. I think everything on the table, day one.
Yeah.
But I need to ask you a similar question to what I asked my guest. You knew that this woman has got someone, right, who's got a child with them. I asked my guest, did you feel bad about being that person? And then she responded and said, I owe that person nothing. Did you feel you owed that man nothing?
At that point in time, I didn't feel bad about it, but now I do.
But why do you think you didn't feel bad about it at the time?
I don't know. I think we just had our thing, and it was more or less the same argument that if he's doing enough, then she's got no need for me.
And, especially
in this case where I am usually with women, it's a financial thing where she's getting financial benefits. Unlikely that she's getting sexual benefits or she's getting her itch scratched sexually.
Mm.
But it was in this scenario, it was just sex.
You know, if you are the other guy, main one, you're usually then the safe bet. You're safe in terms of all the other qualities or whatever.
Yeah, true.
And you, the scratching of the itch.
He's an adventurous guy.
He's an adventurous guy, but you're not my main settle down. Because why couldn't she have chosen you over him?
No, like, with me, I was the safer bit.
So why did she not
become the main thing?
I think at the time, because we had only been seeing each other without making anything official for probably 4 or 5 months. So I could have been the side nigga then. As well. But that I didn't know.
Yeah.
That I didn't know.
Mm.
I then found out after the holidays.
Hesh.
Did you ever have a desire to be the main thing?
No. So I've always said that if she hadn't gotten married and had a kid with that guy, I would have married her.
Wait a minute. So you were banging her when she was married?
Yeah.
Mad.
The first time, but this is your year. The first time she wasn't.
Oh, she wasn't.
Then
married.
She got married.
Yeah, and then he's
like, yo, you know what? I want back in. He went back in.
No, I think she said she wants back in.
She said you're forced into it.
I was.
You know, this for me is one of the things that makes me, you know, think quite deeply about what marriage really looks like now for this generation. You know, back in the day, if somebody says to have and to hold, you know, that vow was serious, you know, when they stand in front of the altar and they say it, in sickness and in health, and I'll be faithful and blah, 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 blah. You know, they took that, to the grave with them. Now this seems to be like a measure of flexibility with that. And I don't know how I feel about it. You know, marriage now just sounds like a tick box exercise. Whereas what you really want out of it, you go and fetch it elsewhere.
Yeah, man.
Making the safe bet.
Mm.
But it's the same, whether it's marriage or relationships, I think that's the same.
And like I said in my introduction, I think that's kind of getting the norm nowadays. There's a lot of discussions around even 10-year marriages, people discussing, shall we remain exclusive?
Yeah.
Social media.
What?
10-year
marriage. In the marriage. Shall we remain exclusive?
Yeah.
That's even a question.
Yeah. Do you want to try something? Guys, social media.
A debatable concept in the marriage.
Yeah.
Aibo.
A proposal in the marriage.
Yeah.
So, hey, guys, we've run out of time, unfortunately, but thank you so much. You guys have listened to another exciting midweek drop with our special guest, Mulu. What? What? The, oh, what?
You gave the name.
Yeah.
That, that, that vowel something.
Valamugulis. Yeah. Thank you for joining us, brother. Thank you. Really appreciate that. This is The Feeling Station signing out, and we will catch you in next weekend's episode. Peace.
It's the midweek drop, yeah.
This is my song, this is our jam. This is my song, this is our jam. This is my song, this is our jam. This is my song, this is our jam.